You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Just the other day, we were talking with one of our callers to the show, and she was telling us the story about how when she was a teenager, her boyfriend came over the house when her parents weren't there, and that was against the rules, right? And she got busted on their home security system.
Yep, that's right.
That'll happen.
Sure will, man. You can't get away with anything right now.
Jeremy and I were talking about how funny it would be to ask our listeners, how did you get busted? Like, what happened where you got caught by your parents with something? That made me think about Zoe, who was some guy that she was dating earlier this year. And we had to go out of town for just like, I think overnight, and we were back next day. But I told her, I said, I do not want that boyfriend of yours over here while we are gone.
Right.
I
mean,
she was just turning 18 and everything. I said, but I don't care. And nobody in this house while I'm gone. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were away, I pulled up our security stuff on my phone, and it shows the different videos, you know, from the front door cam. And there was a front door video thing. And I could see the boyfriend clear as day walking up, ringing the doorbell. You see the door open, and Zoe goes out and gives him this big hug and then brings him in the house. And I showed Gretchen and I said, I cannot believe that she's doing this, that she would defy me, because she's very mindful. I mean, she really is. She's a good kid. I said, I cannot believe this. And together, we were both in that hotel room, you know, 600 miles away, stewing.
Getting ready to
this.
Call, huh? What are you doing?
Yes, like, And then I realized it was a video from 2 days before.
Ruh-roh.
We had been there. We'd been sitting in the living room when he came over, and he said hi, and we talked. It was that. And I was
wish
about,
you had called and yelled.
I was ready to tear her apart.
Yeah. We're disobeying.
But all innocent.
Oh, my gosh. It's hilarious, man.
Do you have any stories from your past? The only one I have is kind of
from
gross.
My past. I really can't think of anything that I'm sure my parents know a bunch of stuff that they've never told me, but specifically just being blatantly caught.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
I was too afraid of my dad. I will tell you though that the only story I have is kind of gross. I don't know if people want a gross story at 7 o'clock. Do you want a gross story?
Sure, we do.
You sure? So my dad didn't very often let me drive his fancy car. I had to drive the crappy car that I drove. But one time he didn't let me drive his fancy car, and I went. But this might be why I don't get sick anymore. I got sick as I was driving his car home. And I was like, I've got to pull over. I've got to pull over. I've got to pull over because I think I'm going to like lose it. And I was driving along, and then it just hit like suddenly. And I was like, and I rolled the window down as I'm driving, and I actually leaned my head out the car while I'm driving and puked.
Let loose.
Mm-hmm. And I got home, and I just kept the window down because I just wanted the fresh air. I got home, and I ran in the house because it was late at night, and they were already in bed asleep. And I got stuff, and I went out, and I cleaned the outside of that car, you know, down the driver's door or whatever. And I was like, phew, I'm not going to get caught with that. And the next day, my dad says, hey, Dominic, you want to come here? I'm like, what? He goes, get in the car. I was like, okay, I got in the car. He goes, now, roll the window up.
Mm-hmm.
And I rolled the window, and all down the glass.
Smear.
I had not taken into account that it also
trippage.
Went down inside the...
Yeah, buddy.
So the only time I got caught doing it was that, and that's not a bad thing. It was just me being
sick. You're just sick.
We're about 15 minutes out or so from today's Mind Bender, and it's a 2-point Tuesday, you know?
Oh, it's a big day today.
So we'll have that coming up in just a little bit. And then how are your questions for Boys Against the Girls today? Pretty good?
I haven't looked at them yet, but I would imagine they're going to be fantastic.
I hope. That game is coming up at 8 o'clock. Right now, we are basing a segment off of a very funny call that we got last week. A woman who was talking to us about how she got busted sneaking her boyfriend into the house when her parents weren't there. And we wanted to ask our listeners, how did you get busted? Like, what were you doing when your parents caught you?
Mm-hmm. What were you doing? What was going on?
And funny, some people are sending messages on Facebook. Let me start with Alan's. He goes, when my parents left me alone for the first time overnight, I was 15. I took my dad's 68 Mustang for a ride.
Nice.
68 even.
Don't touch that.
He goes, didn't even go far, but I had a blast. Then I parked it back in the garage. And I like this part. Jeremy, you'll like this. He goes, I lined it up perfectly with where it had been. I was golden. Can you see that? He's like maybe even putting like a little mark on
like
the
floor. Like tape on the ground, painter's tape or something.
Yeah, right. He's got it all lined up perfect. He goes, I was golden. And then he writes, until I found out my dad had logged the odometer on the car just in case I did that.
Such a dad thing.
My 19 miles got me grounded for 2 weeks.
It's very Ferris Bueller.
Might have, right, exactly. Run the odometer backwards
or
whatever.
Yep, yep.
Alan, thank you. That's very funny.
Let me give you one here from Mark. Mark says, my dad busted me smoking in the basement. We had a bathroom down there that had a vent you could turn on, so I smoked my cigarettes and blew them into the vent. He says, bad news. The vent emptied out on the side of the house, right where my dad happened to be doing some yard work. He rushed in to see what was burning. Turned out it was me. Man, oh man, did I get in trouble. Had to flush my smokes, lost car privileges for a month, and I had to bum rides to school. And that was Mark.
That's great.
Classic.
Beth says, my sister would sneak out from her window, just like in movies. One night at about 11, my dad had gone outside to put something in the mailbox. And when he turned around, he actually watched my sister climbing out of her window into the bushes by the house. All he said was, is there a fire?
What are you doing up there? I love that. I want to catch my kids doing that.
I know. Wouldn't you want to do
that? What are you doing?
Just standing there with your arms crossed.
Just to see him fall.
Is there a fire?
Real quick, this is from Carrie. She says, boys, my mom found out that I completely ruined a $70 bottle of face cream when I was about 15 years old. I was in the it was on the bathroom counter when I got out of the shower. I thought I'd use a little dab on my face to see what the big deal was. It felt so good. It was smooth and creamy, she says. She said, so I decided to try it on other parts of my body. The next thing I knew, I had slathered half the bottle all over my arms and legs. I freaked out. She was going to kill me. She said, so I took a normal bottle of Jergens-style lotion and squirted it back into the bottle of expensive stuff and shook it up. Put it back on the counter. She says it's Jergens. She says it only took her one time of using the mixture to know that something wasn't right and I was to blame. I had to do chores around the house and I wasn't allowed to see my friends for 2 weeks. Totally busted. And that was from Carrie.
That's excellent. Kelsey says, when I was 17, I thought I was really clever sneaking beer from my dad's supply in the garage fridge.
Mm-hmm.
I think he began to suspect, so he counted them and kept a tab. I was so busted. Again, that's like a dad, right?
Oh, so, yes. Right there.
He goes, all right, I got nine.
Writes the number on the wall. Nine.
You know, that's funny. Speaking of the booze, too, my son technically got busted, but he hadn't done anything wrong. He was house sitting for some people while they were gone. And he was like house sitting for the house and for their pets and stuff like that. And he was walking along, and he had those pants that have the little loops on the side. You remember those back in the day?
Sure, like the painter's loop or whatever it is.
Yeah, this was back in the 90s. And as he was walking down the little hallway thing, the loop caught on a knob on like a cabinet that was right at that level, and it pulled the door right off, like it broke it off the hinge. And it just so happened to be their liquor cabinet
thing. Of course.
Which wasn't locked. I mean, he could have just opened it, but it looked like he was so anxious to get in that he just ripped the
whiskey,
door off.
Whiskey! Oh, man.
Thank you for entertaining us. We appreciate you making us laugh. You're on the Dom and Jeremy Show at Denver's Mix 100.